He took her and violated her. I want to talk to you about how to deal with the undealable. In Genesis chapter 34, we see a heart-wrenching tragedy unfold. Let's start in verse 1. Now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamar the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. In this story, we see the prince of the country force himself upon Dinah and sexually violate her. A major tragedy has now taken place. There are actually several rape scenarios found in scriptures. In the book of Judges, chapters 19 through 20, we see the perverseness of certain men trying to force themselves upon a man. However, the man in his cowardness hands over his concubine, and they violate her all night to the point of death. This was almost a similar situation in Genesis chapter 19, when the men of Sodom desired to carnally abuse the guests of Lot, but the angels struck the men with blindness. We also see in 2 Samuel chapter 13, Amnon raping his sister Tamar. It is amazing to think that the sin and perversion of one person can devastate another. How do we deal with the undealable people and circumstances? Do we do what Simeon and Levi did in Genesis 34, deceive the people and then murder them, saying, should he treat our sister like a harlot? Should we do what King David did in 2 Samuel chapter 13, turn a blinded eye, assume that it never happened, not deal with the issue? This is a very difficult situation, but in order to set you free, in order to break the bonds of any hatred you may be harboring, I believe the Lord is speaking to you from Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. You have to believe God that justice will be served, that righteousness will prevail. But for you, as hard as it is, you must extend forgiveness in order to set yourself free. As I'm speaking, I'm sensing a lot of grief and pain, bitterness and anger. Let's pray for a moment in the Spirit together. Thank you, Lord. Before we end, the Lord wants to make a very important point. Thus says the Lord, I am a God of love. I am not like the men of this earth. I will not force myself upon you. I will never treat you wrongfully or shamefully. I am a perfect gentleman and a perfect groom. I will never force myself upon you. I know your pain and I see the walls that you've built up around yourself. Ask me to break the walls down. Ask me to help you to forgive those who have violated you. Ask me to make you aware of my unconditional love towards you, says the Lord. I desire you to be healed. I desire you to be set free. I desire to take your shame, your grief, your anger, your bitterness, says the Lord. Come to me and I will give you rest, says the Lord. O Lord, we pour our hearts out into these people. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. Lord, soften hearts. Break down walls in the name of Jesus Christ. Let people know how loving you are, how you will never force yourself upon anybody. Lord, soften people's hearts to extend forgiveness to the sinners. Lord, we ask that people would run into your arms and be forever transformed. You are a God of grace and unconditional love. May we receive this in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's say a very quick prayer together. Repeat after me. O Lord, I desire to run to you. I ask you to please break down the walls that I have built up around me. I am tired of living behind this false security. You are the true security, and I run into your outstretched arms. Lord, I ask you to heal me of any and all pain, animosity, and anger that I may have towards other people. Lord, I forgive those people who have wronged me. I pray a blessing upon them and ask that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.